time with the Mikey D, 91.5 WMFO. My name is Angel Wood. This is Boston Emissions. We're sharing it this evening. All right, so I played that song twice. That's cool. I really do love the Northern Skull, so more the better. Nemus did 60 Days. Jump had an international airport downtown. Freddie Brown, brand new music on the show. We heard from the Hats, River City, Cujo, new music from Cujo, Think of Me, and Wirelines. All right, so full house tonight. I am joined. Chuck Cloud was here from Above the Basement, and recently just flown in, just landed, Chris Porter. Welcome back to Boston.
Thank you.
You're my hero for coming in and doing this show after flying for 6 hours.
I flew in just for this, boom. You know, it's what a rock and roll moment, man. We just go boom, boom, boom. It's the next show on the tour.
It's how we do.
Yeah.
So you are you produce, you consult, you've been booking and talent buying for a number of years. Bring us back to the early days of Chris Porter. How did you get started in Boston?
Well, I guess actually the roots of my getting into the music community was actually from the other station that's on the other side of 91.5. At the time, it was WJUL.
Oh, yeah.
And your engineer extraordinaire,
Joel Sinches. They kind of cross over when I drive home.
Yeah, when you're on 128, it's like, okay, here's, well, UML as it is now. And then it comes to MFO, exactly. Right. So that was really, you know, and then I DJ'd there and I was the music director, and that was sort of my first foray into the music industry. I wanted to get into radio, and I did dabble in that a little bit, but I was like, I really want to be more around music. Now, at the time, I wasn't sure. Maybe I want to just manage bands, which I did for a bit. Maybe I want to start a record label, which I did for a little while. It was a label called Presto Records that I had late 80s, early 90s. And I dabbled in a lot of different things in the industry, but I started occasionally having an opportunity to putting a show together. And I felt like I really had a good knack for it. And then I had an opportunity in 1990 to book two nights a week at a very seminal, legendary club called Bunratty's.
Mm-hmm. I went there once. I called out sick from work to go to see my friends play.
Yeah, it was a long-running thing. And so I was doing two nights a week there in 1990. And I found I had a knack for it. I did it well. You know, I know how to put a good creative bill together, how to promote it and all that. And so, wow, this is sort of a thing. And then I did it well enough that the club allowed me to, you know, trusted me to book it entirely. And I was there for varying degrees for 3 years. And then that one is getting sold. And then, but the Middle East downstairs was newly open, like maybe a few months earlier. And there were some changes there. And just the timing, the stars aligning, I ended up having an opportunity to book the Middle East, which I did for 2 years. That got my name around a little bit more, and I had a little more success with it, to the point that Aerosmith's manager and the people that owned a lot of the clubs over in Lansdowne Street tapped me to book a venue that's no longer with us called Mamakin Music Hall.
It's now the House of Blues bathroom?
Yeah. Well, it's the House of Blues. A foundation room is the upstairs, and then that sort of merch restaurant area. And then the bathrooms. Yes, that's right, downstairs. Mm-hmm. That's right. So that whole thing was a venue for about 4 years, and I helped open it up, and I was there for two. Then this is a very networky business. You get to meet people all over the country, all over the world. And became a dear friend of mine. Her name is Renee Duff. She actually lived in Lowell for many years, where I'm originally from. Mm-hmm. Although I never knew her then, but she ended up moving to Seattle and was working at this company called One Reel, which was this nonprofit arts events company. And they were their main gig. They did a lot of different things, concert series and different things. But their biggest gig was running the Bumbershoot Festival, which is this long running. It's been actually 49 years now at this point. Multi-arts genre festival, you know, 150,000 people over Labor Day weekend. And they were growing and needed some younger blood. At the time, I was young blood. I was only like, you know, 30 years old or whatever. And so would I be interested in coming out there and being the music programmer for it? And I was like, wow, you know. And it's funny thing is, I hadn't been to Seattle prior to that, but I, you know, one thing led to another, went back and forth, and I thought I should try this because I was starting to get a little tired of the situation I was in, and it was one of the best things I ever did in my life. It was where I got the hook in the festivals. Mm-hmm. And that was 1997, and thought, well, I'll try it out for a couple of years, see how it goes, and, you know, maybe I'll end up in LA or New York or somewhere. And then, you know, 18 years later, I'm still you know, overseeing the programming for that. So I did worked on that for many years, up until about 2014. Then I left that and just started. I had a little company on the side, Porter Productions LLC, and I was doing some little things. And then, you know, I wasn't really sure if I was going to keep doing that, but I had a few contracts and things and projects thrown my way. And then all of a sudden it became a thing, not to mention my life going full circle. As you know, I get, you know, I've known JJ Gonson, who owns One Somerville. I've known her, you know, close to 30 years. You know, I'm doing this thing. If you ever want to, you know, I know you're doing your own thing. So if you ever want to put a show on in Boston, please put it in my venue. I'm like, okay, JJ, I don't know when I'll do that, but maybe. And then the conversation just kind of progressed over time. It's like, why don't I book it? You know, our lives are very mobile, mm-hmm. and I did need to get back here more for family reasons mm-hmm. and stuff. So I was like, all right, you know, our world is very mobile these days and people going back and forth. So I started my bi-coastal existence in 2016, going back and forth. I still had some events and things that I was doing in Seattle. A big event called the South Lake Union Block Party, and I curated some events at some of for the Seattle Symphony in one of their theaters. So I've dabbled in a lot of things there, overseeing the booking at One Somerville. And so, which we've been doing since the beginning of 2016. And then, and that was for 2016 and 2017. And then I had a real big game changer, which is why I just got off a plane there. I was just in San Francisco. So now I'm now dabbling in three cities now, because dabbling.
Putting your toe in the water.
Toe in my water, let some toe. Yeah, so I just got done with a festival, or that just happened rather. I've been working on it 2 years. It's called Hardly Strictly Bluegrass. It's been running for 19 years. Bluegrass is there, certainly hence in the name, but there's a lot of hardly in it. It's a billionaire named Warren Hellman started it, and because he wanted some place for roots music, but then over time they wanted to make it more eclectic, and it just grew and grew and grew, and it's six stages, over 80 acts. And it's free. It's the Hellman. Now, Warren passed away, but his family wanted to keep it going, so they set up a foundation, and it's their gift to San Francisco. And you have really, you know, you'll have acts like Emmylou Harris and Steve Earle, sort of Americana-leaning things, but, you know, we had Robert Plant and the New Pornographers and Kurt Vile and the Meat Puppets and different bands like that, and you'd also have, you know, the Budos Band and Sharon Jones in past years played, you know, so it's very, it's kind of like Bumbershoot. It's sort of this multi-genre music event that I'm very, very proud and honored to be a part of. It's maybe the most magical event I've ever worked on. It's in Golden Gate Park, this beautiful outdoor event. So that is my biggest project that I do. But then also, while I was getting that, so it was kind of a, I don't know if we should be jumping into what the Town and the City Festival is. So I started my own festival mm-hmm. too, which I've run back for because that's coming up in about 10 or so days.
So let's hold that thought.
Yeah.
I have two guests this evening. You're hearing the voice of Chris Porter, who, as you may be familiar now, is one of our own. Are you a lowlight?
Lowellian, I guess. What do you call it?
Are you a highlight or a lowlight?
A lowlight. I like that.
I was born and raised in Lowell. Lived around Waltham, Watertown mm-hmm. a bit. But yeah, mm-hmm. Lowell's my home.
Mac Valley.
Yes.
And I'm also joined by Chuck Clow, who is co-host and co-founder of Above the Basement podcast, nominated for a Boston Music Award. So if you're so inclined, go over and hook us up with some votes. I'm going to play some tunes. We have a little time before Corner Soul play, also from Lowell. Thank you very much.
Yeah, Lowell represent.
Let's do something from Junior Classics. It's On the Town with Mikey D, WMFO Medford.
Your problem.
sicker the heartache, 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 heartache. It's making my composure break. I shake. Empathizing all the feelings that you feel.
Well, I guess there's nothing for us to worry about. We're the ones that have the bomb.
Brand new music from Bear Monster Rocket. Interestingly enough, I call my dogs my monster bears, so maybe they're copying me. Junior Classics did Devotion. Nemus did 60 Days. John Pajita, International Airport, Downtown, Freddie Brown. I have two guests. Chris Porter, thank you for joining us after your, well, medium-sized flight from the left coast.
Yeah.
And
could have been longer.
I guess, right? Did you at least get a little bit more leg room?
Oh, I always get the leg. Okay. It's worth every dollar.
Good thinking.
Yes.
And Chuck Clow from Above the Basement Podcast. So, Chris Porter, you're giving us sort of the cliff notes of the start of your career in talent buying and booking and music festivaling.
Yeah.
I just made that up. So now you share your time between Lowell in Boston, Seattle, where you've been for a number of years. You're even, you know, spending a little time in San Francisco, lucky you.
Correct.
Two questions. How badly do you miss shoveling snow? And secondly, how did the Town and the City Festival come to be? This is your second year. Congratulations.
Thank
for
you.
Making it to year two.
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
Well, the quick answer on the shoveling, I don't miss that. I hire an 18-year-old kid to do it at my house.
Good plan.
And I also will interject that I purposefully, unless there's something really dire I have to be back on, I am not here in January or February at all for that reason.
Wise man.
So before I started working on Hardly Strictly Bluegrass, so I actually... Actually, the roots of it, Angela, actually, shortly after I left Bumbershoot, and I wasn't sure what I was going to be up to, if I was even staying in Seattle, it was very up in the air. I had an interesting conversation with a guy named Bill Samaras, who at the time was a city councilor in Lowell, and he and his wife were good friends of my mom's, and he kind of knew what I did, but not really, and he wanted to have a meeting with me, and about, because Lowell... And you see this with a lot of places, like a lot of smaller cities. They're pretty hungry for more culture, for more economic development. You know, so many creatives can't afford with all this. You know, it's great if you can stay in Boston, Cambridge, or Somerville, but a lot just can't anymore. And so it's interesting, a lot of them moving to Lowell, Salem, you know, Western Mass, where have
we
you.
We talk about this a lot,
right?
With all of the bands that I talk to and deal with.
It's a thing. And this happens in the West Coast. People are moving out of Seattle, going to Tacoma and Boise. And, you know, it's same old story all over North America. So, you know, so we taught, and they still have the Lowell Memorial Auditorium, and at the time, it was being very underutilized. And so we were first talking, can I help them or help get that more utilized? That didn't work. Actually, there's a great guy named Pete Lally, who has a company called Spectra Entertainment. They're running it, and they're putting a lot of energy into it. And Pete actually is a bit of an advisor for me on my festival. But I was, you know, meeting with him, meeting with this guy, Ed Kennedy. Now, interesting, like Ed Kennedy now is a state senator in that region, and Bill is the mayor of Lowell. So, people helping me in high places, which I am really grateful for. But anyway, after we talking, I was like, gee, guys, you know, what I really, my background is in festivals, and maybe I can come up with some other idea. Now, they have the big Lowell Folk Festival, and they have the Boarding House Park concert series. So there's already some good amount of music going on in there. And I don't want to step on those people's toes or whatever, or do a summer thing, but I thought, gee, there's not much going on in the fall, at least festival-wise. I've been kind of looking at regionally around the country. Relatively speaking, I mean, there are festivals here, of course, but relatively speaking to a lot of other parts of the country, there aren't a lot. Mm-hmm. And there's Boston Calling, and then, you know, Wilco does their Solid Sound every other year, and there's Levitate. I mean, there's a few little things, but not a lot. And a lot of them that do exist don't book much, if any, regional talent, which there is a plethora of, and I think it gets a little too ignored. And so I came up with, there were a lot of inspirations. The inspirations from talking to the guy who's now the mayor and about doing some sort of event. I was inspired by what I was just touching on, where, you know, right now there are a lot of people in the business who are kind of bullish about these secondary, tertiary cities, because mm-hmm. that once upon a time, one could say that Seattle, Portland, Oregon, Austin, Texas were looked at as pretty podunk if you look go back 25, 35 years ago.
Nobody and went to Seattle to play.
Oh, it was often skipped on a mm-hmm. tour. That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. So, you know, creatives made cool stuff. Then it drew some more people in, and then the money came in, and then more, and then now the sort of priced out. I mean, it's a cyclical thing that happened in San Francisco and New York once upon a time. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, where are those next Seattle, you know, Portland, you know, type places, or Somerville even, you know, whatever. Right. It's like, what's next, and who's really open to something like that? There are also those festivals that some of these festivals that I call venue hopping experiences. Now, obviously, South by Southwest is a big famous one. But they're just the tip of the iceberg. There's a great one that's a huge inspiration for me in Boise, Idaho, called Treefort Music Fest. Started about 9-10 years ago, just using two or three venues. They were trying to figure out a way how they could get South by Southwest touring bands to tour up to the Northwest and play their festival. It happens maybe like a week later. Huge. It has gotten so huge. And just in Boise. But, you know, there's a college town there, so there's a center of education. I think that's important to have that. So, but I'm like, you know, seeing that as one called Big Ears in Knoxville, Tennessee. And, I've been in another country, Iceland Airwaves in Reykjavik, which is a pretty small city. And these things are really, you know, helping revitalize those towns. And they're just really great. They're just this wonderful events. And I'm thinking, well, why not Lowell? In fact, in some ways, to me, Lowell is more attractive than some of the places I just mentioned, because you are near a major city center, but a little bit away from it enough. It's really smack, if you look at New England, it's smack dab in the middle. Three highways either hit it or come near it, and you have commuter rail. So, I mean, it's a very accessible place. It's also been on quite an economic and cultural upswing over the last 7 years. There are a lot of places, and I've always been proud of where I'm from, the home of Jack Kerouac, and it's, you know, a lot of friends and family that I have there.
But which is thematic to why you called it this, right?
Yes, right, because it's named after, that was the other thing, too. I'm thinking, what's the hook in Lowell? Mm-hmm. Like, what really draws people there? Are people, when people think of Lowell, what do they think about? I mean, mills and things, but also Jack Kerouac, or at least from people out, particularly outside of Lowell, you know, that touches them a bit. But there already is a sort of small festival. Actually, it's happening this weekend. It's called Lowell Celebrates Kerouac, and that's totally Kerouac-focused. I didn't want this to be a Kerouac-themed event, per se. I wanted it to be, maybe to have that element, or be really something that's it more in the spirit of Jack Kerouac, as far as exploration, discovery, love of life, those things he wrote about. I do have some literary elements to the event and some visual arts elements to it, but it is mostly meant to be a music event, so that sort of, you know, differentiates it from the Lowell Celebrates Kerouac event. But yeah, that's why, because Lowell, the town and the city, that was his first book, and it was largely about Lowell. So that's why the name. And so I came up with a sort of proposal, or this idea, formulating per all those inspirations and others, and looked about starting in 2017 for a variety of reasons I didn't, but I felt I really needed to plant the flag in 2018 and really kind of get it going. Mm-hmm. Now, in the meantime, though, so originally this was supposed to happen at the very beginning of October to actually coincide with Lowell Celebrates Kerouac, which is usually that weekend. And then I got the gig for Hardly Strictly Bluegrass, and I'm like, what are the dates?
What do I do now?
Crap. Yes. Well, can't be in two places at once, but
I can.
Oh, well, I need to know how, you need to teach me how to split yourself, because I do it enough, but I not enough. But so anyway, for that logistical reason and all, I pushed it a little later in October. So October is a very intense month.
Yes, it is.
And last year
I call it Rocktober, Chris Porter.
That's why they call it that, I guess. Yeah.
But that's great. I think the fall is the best time to have a festival, because you don't have to worry about the heat. And
It's not going to snow.
Yeah.
And it's not going to be too hot.
It's just beautiful, and it's my favorite time of year, so that's great.
Yeah, no, exactly. Yeah, for sure. And I was really touched by how many of the venues and people in the city, whether we're talking about, you know, people in the government or people in the businesses, have really been open to it. It's like, yeah, here, I'll give you, the, you know, nobody's renting their place for me. Yeah, I'll have you go in, you know, and because usually in other situations, it's just the expense. It's like a lot of people are just investing their own resources, venue, whatever,
right,
for it, which I'm really grateful for. So it was just very open. And like right now you have places like Mill Number 5, which is this great marketplace in Lowell, and we sadly lost Uncharted Gallery.
Yeah,
hopefully something pops up, but that was, you know, all of this whole community. Mm-hmm. I mean, Corner Soul, who we're going to hear from soon, I mean, they're part of that. You know, you have a lot of great things happening there that 20, 30 years ago never would have happened. Mm-hmm. So that's why I look in Lowell with very different eyes than I used to, and in a very proud way. And so I thought, this is a good time right now as well. Lowell's sort of swelling up, or people are looking at it with a lot more respect than they used to, that this is a good time to start this thing. So we started it last year, and we felt, you know, we're good and off to a good start with it. You know, I didn't know what I was in for. My nightmare, Angela, was like somebody's going to play to three people somewhere.
That's my nightmare all the time, that no one's going to come.
Yeah. And everything, while some didn't draw quite as well as I wanted, nothing mm-hmm. ever looked bad.
Right.
Like everything,
right.
You know, we had, you know, around 9 to 11 venues, and the same thing with this year. It felt really good. And I'm like, I'm on to something here. So, and then luckily I got a lot more sponsorship, because trying to sell sponsorship for a first year event, good luck.
It's tough, yeah.
So I had very little there, and I'm backing it, really, my company. But I have a lot more help this year. But we definitely upped the ante, you know, with some of the talent we got, you know, here, certainly some bigger names, and which we hopefully makes a difference in getting people up there. Because I want something, obviously, for the local people, but I really want the listeners of WMFO and beyond, we want to bring people to Lowell.
Right.
And check out that. And everything's in a walking distance, it's all in a 3/4 mile radius walking distance. Everything from a 100-cap little gallery to a 500-cap church. Hmm. And you know, and then, you know, Buffalo Tom, who you'd normally see in like maybe 1,500 people, they're playing in a pretty intimate 300 cap space. So it's kind of rare, at least around here, to see mm-hmm. them in that.
I love that.
I'm really looking forward to it. It's the Town and the City Festival. It's next week in the 18th and 19th, all over Lowell. You can go to the townandthecityfestival.com.
Correct.
There are too
and
many.
We have an app too.
There are too many bands and too many venues to list right now, so I'm going to direct you to the website.
Yes.
And this show that you're hearing will be up at bostonemissions.com on Friday, so we can share that till our heart's delight.
Great.
I'm cutting into Corner Soul's time.
Okay. We don't want to do that.
I thank you, Chris Porter, very much for being here.
Yeah.
You have my full support.
Right on.
Chuck, you're both welcome to stay.
Okay.
I'm going to play the On the Town concert report that is produced by these good people, and then we're going to go to Corner Soul Live from Studio
playing.
D. Who are at the Town and the City Festival.
Yep.
Absolutely.
What is up, you cool babies? Welcome to the Jukebox Zero's local concert report presented by On the Town with Mikey D. I'm Lils.
And I am Patrick.
And here's what's happening in your neck of the woods, Pat.
All right, let's kick things off. Starting off on Thursday, October 10th, over in Alston at Great Scott, we got the legendary Pink Dots along with Orbit Service. Over at O'Brien's, we have Lee Baines III and the Glory Fire with Nana Grizzole, Tied to a Bear, and Me in Capris. Heading on over to Somerville at the Jungle, we have a show by State of the Union with Kid Gulliver and The Chelsea Curve. And then over at Thunder Road, you can check out The Higgs with Eggy and OUC. And then over at Sally O'Brien's, we got a show by Catch a Dinosaur with Jewel Andrew and Imminent Domain. Back in Cambridge at Toad, we got a show by Trailer Park. And then over at Club Bohemia, oh baby, it's The Fightin' Fish along with Big Mermaid, The Gila Teenagers, and The Dick Picks. Over at Middle East Upstairs, you can check out 10th Mountain Edition. And then at Zuzu, it's Stress featuring American Dave, Dad Bod, Ghost Muse, and Michael Savant. Over at Atwood's Tavern, it's Julie Rhodes along with The Minx. head on over to the Sinclair and you can check out Earthless with Maggot Heart and Sacramonti. And then over at the Hong Kong and Harvard Square, we got Scalpel, Inoculation, Mutilatred, and Garroted. And then over at Inman Square at the Lily Pad, it's an evening of traditional Portuguese and Brazilian music with Heleno Santana and Henrique Neto. Down in Roslindale at the Square Root, we got a solo piano set from Julia Mark. And then over in Worcester at Ralph's Rock Diner, it's Worshipper, Horse Burner, The Turbos, and Above the Din. Back to you, Lils.
Now it's October 11th, and here's what we've got in store for this Friday night. Over at Great Scott, we got Weekend Friends with Bliss. At O'Brien's, only a couple blocks away, Sister Susie with Jittery Jack and Amy Griffin and Stop Calling Me Frank. At the Once Lounge, we got an early show with Pierre and Queen Moo and Melk. Later on in the ballroom, the legendary Mike Watt and the Missing Men with local support from Mini Beast. Over at the Jungle in Somerville, the Rusted Bucket Band with Matt Hawks Trio and Laylo Moon. Over in Cambridge at Club Bohemia, Katie Venn with Patsio Jones, Beacon for Spirit, Rolo Tomasi Quartet, and Johnny Sahula. Over at Toad, we got an evening with Miss Fairchild. At the Plow and Stars, an evening with Whiskey Kill. And over at Atwood's Tavern, an evening with Tim Gearin Band. Moving it on over to Salem, over at Opus Underground, Mother Ton with The Big Sway. Going all the way over to Lowell at the Warthen, Hunter with Maddie Roop, Knot Brothers, and Cooked Out. At the Hearing Room, also in Lowell, the Brick House Music Series presents the 7th annual Keep It Simple Songwriting Contest for all you would-be songwriters out there. At Ralph's Rock Diner, Saving Vice with The Worst of Us, Dear Bones, and Actor Observer. And also in Worcester, over at The Raven, Ms. Laura Michelle with Kid Moolah, Hades, Casper, and more.
Hey, now it's Saturday, October 12th. Let's start in Alston. Over at Great Scott, we got the Glacier Record Release Show with Harbor Lights, Gira, and C. And then over at O'Brien's, I Wish I Could Skateboard, along with Carpool, Allison and Moon, and Perfect Saturday. Sounds like a perfect Saturday to me. And then over in Somerville at Once, we got a show by the PDX Broadsides, joined by Sarah Donner. And then over in Union Square at the Jungle, it's The Inebriations, Kingdom of Funk, The Papa Joe Show, and Mother Flower. And then at Sally O'Brien's, you can check out a show by Wire Lines with Greenpeace and Cujo. Back in Cambridge at Toad, it's Field Day and Midnight Singers. And then we got one heck of a show over at Club Bohemia. It's TV Shirt with Trip Hammer and the Waterfall, Bruv, The Creepy Freaks, and Robert Bushinsky. Head on over to Plow and Stars. You can check out the debut show of Lynette and the Sundowners. And then over at Middle East Upstairs, it's Pilo with Guapdad 4000. Or head on over to the Middle East Corner Bakery and check out Call of Booty. And then over at Atwood's Tavern, we got a matinee show with Peter Case. And then in the evening, you can check out the Devil's Twins with Carissa Johnson. Over at the Sinclair, we got a show by Noah Gunderson with Johnny G. Over at the Hong Kong and Harvard, they got Frank, along with Verdigris and Street Milk. Over in Inman Square at the Lily Pad, you can check out an early show by Bob Davoli Band. And then in the evening, it's the Brutal Border Benefit with Spectromotive, Crow Follow, and Brandy Blaze. Down in JP at the Midway Cafe, we have a matinee show with the Cotones, Ansonia, Sage and Syrup, and Bella Flash. And then in the evening, it's Grace Drive, 25 Cent Habit, Heavy America, and Ozium. And then over in Roslindale at the Square Root, you can check out a show by Jay Allen, and he will be joined by Hambone Skinny and the Knightsville Butchers. Now head on over to Quincy at Maggie's Lounge. We have an early show by Zoe Knight and the Mythical Beasts. And then in the evening, it's Big Old Dirty Bucket. And then heading on out to Worcester at Ralph's Rock Diner, MT Booking presents Aetherius with Rithaya, Death of Nod, and Before the Judge.
On October 13th, a Sunday evening at Great Scott, we got Sunset Roller Coaster with Paul Cherry. At O'Brien's, Clever Girls with Ravi and the Houseplants and Hyber. Over at the Once Lounge, Big John and the Mattress Factory with Channel and Ansonia. Over at the Midway Cafe in JP, WMFO's own DJ Eddie Ed presents The Crank Tone, Sax Gordon, and DJ Todd Purple. We got two shows going down at the Lily Pad. First up, an early album release party for Folk Physics with Glass Mannequins. And then later on, an evening with Towns, My Name is Blue Sky, and Devin Keys. At the Middle East downstairs, we got an evening of local metal with Vane, Higher Power, Silenus, and Buried Dreams. Over at Sonia, it's Maisie Peters with local support from Jack Gray and Amber Ice. And traveling over to Salem at Kodo, Atmosfera Booking presents Actor Observer, A Tiny Spider, Tear, and Bada Soto.
All right, sorry, Garfield. Now it's Monday, October 14th. But hey, there's some good shows in town. Over in Alston at Great Scott, it's Bent Knee with a Goodie Bag. And then over at O'Brien's, you can check out a show by Grün Wasser with Seed, Carmen Vo, and Codec Kate. Out in Somerville at once, it's CD DD Dam Builders, joined by Hilken Mancini, Chris Colborne, and Corin Ashley. Over in Union Square at Jungle, we have an early show by Cycling along with Kristen Ford. And then in the evening, it's Triton Taylor, Tisk Tisk Tisk, and Megan Casey. Over at Sinclair, you can check out Muna with Chelsea Jade. And then over at the Middle East upstairs, we got a show by Gatch. Back to you, Lils.
We're reaching the end of the week now. It's October 15th, a Tuesday. At Great Scott, we got an evening with Radke. Meanwhile, at O'Brien's Pub, all the way from Tokyo, Japan, it's Sushi Mamire with local support from Bad Larry's and Horse Hands. Over at the Once Lounge, we got Miss June with Ouroboro. At the Jungle, Alec Morrissey, Tall Boys, and Katie Dobbins. At the Midway Cafe over in JP, we got performances by Lousy, Heavy Hands, Rusty Mullet, and Milk. Over at Toad, we got the Frank Graham Band with Blue Ribbons. And rounding it out at Sonia, Branded Authentic presents Sky Zoo and LZ's Retropolitan Tour with Landon Wordswell, Rex, Trey Robinson, and more.
All right, let's wrap things up here on Wednesday. Now it's October 16th. Over in Alston at Great Scott, it's BJ, the Chicago Kid. And then over at O'Brien's, you can catch Psychotic Reaction along with Red Glare and Private Fortunes. Heading out to Somerville at once, it's Beyond Creation with Fallujah, Archaic, Equipose, and The Last King. And then at Middle East Downstairs, it's Burner. And then over at Sonia, you can check out In Real Life. And then over at the Sinclair, it's The OCs. And then lastly, down in JP at the Midway Cafe, it's the Magneto Record Release Show with Gil Heron Trio and the Stern Castellana Duo. And that's all she wrote.
And that about does it for the Jukebox Zero's Local Concert Report, presented by On the Town with Mikey D. For more musical shenanigans, please check out our podcast, Jukebox Zero's, wherever podcasts can be found. I am Lils.
And I am Patrick.
Now, get your buns to a local show and discover your new favorite local band. Bye.
Okay. All right there. On the Town with Mikey D, WMFO Medford. Ladies and gentlemen, I proudly present live from Studio D, Corner Soul.
Thank you very much. We're glad to be here.
This gospel kitchenette, where are the cameras? Staggered out with spotless palm, shivering from a sickness I took years to prevent. Someone sighs, I might break a sweat. My chest is sunk to a matchbox, baby. Burning, knitting's burning, sparking, and we sail. Barking at me still. I won't get you wrong.
again. Where are the campers? Staggered out the spotless palms. I'll send a greasy cause to ease the sense out of me. Even when scratched my belly clean, my chest is sunk to a matchbox, baby. Burning, it sings, burning, sparking.
Shouts out to Alex and Claudio listening at home. Love you.
One, two, three. Always strain to see the worth in here. Find ways to make me be your working ear. Breaker on standby. It's just another way to waste my time. Luxuries, these bodily needs. I'm feeling nothing but astray chest. There's a quarter of an hour from anxious breath. Anticipation creates death. Give me just enough to get by. Give me just enough to get by. Give me just enough to get by. I'm in the hollow core of my fires. Dives away from these interpretations. We fly the stairs down onto the street. And we're coughing at the house. January, yeah, come on. Just me with the concrete. Give me just enough to get by. Give me just enough to get by. Give me just enough to get by. I'm at the hollow core of my fires.
Still feeling off the new. dust in my hand, but that's only the skin I'm in. Still reeling to myself when it all goes south. When it all goes south. When it all goes south. Still reeling off the moon.
Yeah. outstretched hands. Calling out for you, split on a stranger. Every way I've misused. The boys watch you get off, making an eye to a superman, crying for the candidate through balled up fists and outstretched hands. Too strung out to be relied on, scratched towards a recognizable face. Straight like chalk, your pocket still damp. Spotlight exaggerates idiot grace. And second scene, forever again, it's in gentle ways. Drinking the wishes to each drink, for the luck in four days. Eight guns in 4 days, keep a calling out for you.
People coming out for you.
Tread on a stranger, every way I've missed.
Every way I've missed you.
Eight guns in 4 days, keep a calling out for
you. People coming out for you.
Eight guns in 4 days. From memory, I'm trying to relate the quiet this time, rationalizing the mask. The message, shot by shot, outlast the text on concrete tops, on past expenses, value lessons, first impressions of earth. Let the mind like nervous talk, no design for to make you walk. There really ain't no right way, there really ain't no right way. Lost sight, weeks of drought, tease about, chin up. There really ain't no answer, there really ain't no answer. Cinder blocks, Cinderella's vowed, slumped in the partition. Peace in each brief intermission, I hold. You're peering out from under that mask. Your instinct says somebody's watching you. The frames click by as if painted from memory. I've been on through days and
attention. Host an outdated tradition, peaking suspicion. A witness is all I need, but I ain't wishing. What you got to be hopeful about?
What you got to be hopeful about?
Nothing! Sounds about right. Second skin shed fast and redefined. For anyone ask any questions, this ain't an ending. It's just morning coming. It's just morning coming.